Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Goslin reaches second base with a double. McNeely goes all the way around to score. Goslin moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Haas throws the ball into Fox, who tags Melillo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. McNair reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Gray reaches second base with a double. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Gray is out for the double play. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Rommel reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bishop bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rommel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Haas reaches second base with a double. McNeely throws the ball into Farrell who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rommel scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Cresses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cresses 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to third. One out. Red Badgero pinch hits for Sam Gray. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.